not as cool as the GM of the Chiefs, but it's a big day nonetheless. I'll take the opportunity to speak with you guys.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the fact that you would give us a few moments. Okay, so you know they get one guy today, but it's Devon Townley. They stuck with him the entire time. They were in constant communication with him. What kind of difference did that make?
Mm-hmm. Well, Devon, let's say communication is not his strong suit when it comes to just consistency and opening up. Not that he's not a good communicator or anything, but just he's just not an open kind of guy. So from what I understand, Penn State's been on him pretty hard since the summer or so, and then it dropped off a little bit as we got closer to the early signing period, and it really felt like he wasn't going to end up at Penn State. We all were thinking it was going to be Arizona State. And from what I understand, Arizona State, I think they just went in a different direction as far as taking a different position player. And it really kind of changed Townley's recruitment altogether. And that's really where Franklin's style of, not just one coach, not just two, but three or four, communicating at different times really came into play here, because
this would be John Scott, Tim Banks. I mean, they were part of it, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, Pry, everybody. I mean, Deion Barnes. Don't forget his contributions. But just long story short, I mean, when we got to the early period, it looked like this wasn't going to happen. But they just kept chipping away, and once they knew that Arizona State was going in a different direction, and they had those established relationships, it really worked out perfect for Penn State. Now, Washington did come into play late, and they did give Penn State a bit of a run. But in the end, we're talking about established relationships for a six-month period versus, a couple weeks with Washington. I think that proved to be the difference.
It's interesting about him is he's always played basketball and loved playing basketball. He didn't get into football until he was in high school. What got him in that direction, and how much does the basketball part help him as a football player, especially at that end spot?
Basketball is the reason he has a Penn State scholarship offer. It really is. This is something we've been able to talk about just with sources and whatnot. But his basketball film and just watching him jump through the roof at 6'6", 250 pounds is what really grabbed Penn State's attention. As far as his football playing career, it really just came down to friends, kind of pressure him to play, and coaches wanting him to play. That's really what it came down to. I mean, he was always interested, but basketball was his first love. Now, this was 2019 season. He didn't even get to play this year, so he's only really played one true season of football. It just came down to giving the sport a try 1 year, and at that size at the high school level, you're gonna play well, even if you don't know your fundamentals that well. And then, as the season went on, he just started picking little things up, refining different skills. And that's when teams really started to take notice. But it really, just from what I understand, I've done three interviews with him, and both of them were kind of back earlier in the year. Just he would always just go back to his friends, kind of peer pressuring him to come play with him for a season.
All right. So this is another four-star, and this goes back to the original conversation we had back in December, obviously, about this, that the average star ranking, this fits in pretty much with the average star ranking that Penn State's been getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just depends on the different sites, but for the most part, it's pretty much 50-50 between four stars and three stars. I believe Rivals is 7 4 stars, 9 3 stars, and 247, I think, is 8 and 8 pretty much. So it's pretty even between the two. And really, if you look at all the rankings and whatnot, Penn State will be lower this year because they only have 16 guys. And I've been on this tour, I feel like, explaining how the rankings work this year more than ever.
Yeah.
And just long story short, if you don't get to that 20 threshold, which is, kind of the minimum, every class is top 20 players are counted. So if you don't get to that part, you're just going to have a lesser point total. And that means, there's reasons to look at other metrics. One thing I'm really looking at this year is average star ranking.
Yes.
And another thing is average points per player. Right now, Penn State's average star ranking is 15th, and their average points per player, at least as of an hour ago, was 16th.
Right.
And that's pretty much right on par with what we've always seen.
That's right.
Another great example here of just kind of how this fluctuates is Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame right now, if you look in Rivals rankings, I believe is 10th. But their average points per player is down at 88 points, which is like 21st. So, you know, because Notre Dame was able to sign 27 players this right. year, you know, they're going to be up there because they have so many points accumulated and their top 20 players are pretty good. But overall, if you look at the entire class, they're signing less quality players than what Penn State's 13 are. So it just, you know, it all depends on how you want to right. look at it, especially in the year of the transfer portal. Franklin's made it very clear, and so many other schools have too, that, you know, they could have signed, you know, 19 or 20 maybe, but they needed to hold a few back for transfers. And now I think as we move forward and this portal continues to grow, these kind of rankings are going to need to refine a little bit because more and more schools are going to hold scholarships, which means more and more schools probably are going to have, you know, 19, 20 instead of 25 maybe. And you're going to see kind of the rankings are going to need shuffled a little bit. So it's something we're talking about at Rivals, maybe kind of making some sort of an algorithm where you take average points and average stars and put it all together into some sort of formula. And obviously, if we could get transfers in there and get them ranked, that would be great too. But
right.
That's
hard
something
to do,
for down
yeah.
the road.
That's for down the road because, for example, the average star ranking of the Notre Dame class at 10 is 3-4-4. The average star mm-hmm. ranking for Penn State is, oh, by the way, 3-4-4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just to give everybody perspective on where each happens to be at this time. How much time you do such an incredible job, because, I mean, this is something I could never do. You do such an incredible job of tracking so many people to then get it to the point where people can trust what you tell them. How much time are you spending on the transfer part of it versus the high school part of it? I'm talking about you personally.
Yeah, I mean, for those couple of weeks, I didn't do much high school at all. You know, when it was really,
yeah.
once the Lovett news came out and, you know, we knew, is it Ebikidi? I believe. I'm still got to learn how to pronounce that name.
What, Ebikidi?
Ebikidi. Okay, I think that's what I said. I'll take it. But anyway, once we knew the ball was moving there and John Dixon, you know, that was really my focus. And it really comes back to, you know, calling up the old high school coach. For example, you know, Tangella was at a school, the Bullis school that I know well. John Dixon was a former recruit for Penn State, so yeah. I have their information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just kind of comes back to that and working sources. Some of the transfers love it. You know, Derek Tangella was great. You know, we did a long interview with him. And Ebikidi, too. We did an interview with him where someone like John Dixon, you know, never communicated with anybody. Lovett was a little bit. You know, we could message with Lovett, but I still haven't talked to John, which is funny because when John was a high school player, he was great. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure he's great with the media and everything. You know, he just wanted nothing to do with it, which is fine. You know, I understand when you go through that process as a junior and a senior, the last thing you want to do is do it again as a high school sophomore. A college sophomore. But yeah, it's just, you know, for those couple of weeks, it really was everyone's focus, and it's still kind of a balancing act. I mean, the good thing is that the other 48 weeks or so out of the year when high school's pretty much your primary focus, if you build those strong relationships, anything that drops, the news just kind of comes to you and you don't got to find it. So that's the fortunate part for those couple of weeks, but it's all learning experience, I think, for Franklin and them more than me, but it'll still take me some time to figure it out too.
And they're still in the process in the transfer portal. And I think I can't talk about it really, but I'm not allowed to. But look, everybody pretty much knows there's a primary target out there I think they would like to go after. And it doesn't mean they can't find somebody after spring practice is over with, because there's always a lot of movement at that time too.
Mm-hmm. Well, linebacker Mike Jones is kind of the top guy, at least I'm focused on, former Clemson player who, from what I understand, he's got plenty of opportunities right now. So we'll see what happens there. The quarterback portal is interesting. I'm not exactly sure where that's going to end right now. But, you know, with just three guys, that seems to be much more in play. Luke McCaffrey, obviously in Nebraska, I think is someone to maybe keep an eye on, but still kind of trying to get a feel for that. But Mike Jones, the linebacker from Clemson, I feel like he's definitely a guy to key in on the issue. It's just there's so many schools after him. So how long does he wait? You know, if he's not going to be in class for this semester, you know, he has all the time in the world to figure it out. So that'll be interesting. Last time I checked, you know, from what people were saying, at least he has at least a dozen schools after him, and You know, I think I had one Penn State contact say he's at least one of the top 10 guys that's been in the portal all year. So there's a lot of interest there. But make no mistake, I mean, quarterback and linebacker are now two spots to really focus in on. And at quarterback, you know, that's going to open up again after spring practice. You know, we see it every year. A couple guys want to be the starter. It's not guaranteed. You know, Tommy Stevens, for example, a couple years ago, you know, they decide to move on then. So that could be a position to watch maybe a little more later in the year. But right now, I think linebacker's a spot they'd really like to get figured out. And they'd add a defensive end, too, I think, if the guy fell into their lap. But as of right now, it's kind of tough to see that happen.
Oh, believe me, as somebody who starts doing his chart work in the spring to make life in the fall and spring easier, I can tell you that there's more movement in May, June, July, and August
yeah.
in football and basketball than people realize. Okay, where'd that guy come from? Okay. He went there.
Yeah, I believe it, man. I'm trying to focus on it now more than ever.
Wasn't there in March. That's interesting. All right, so picked him up. It's always like I'll give you one quick one in basketball. I will not mention the player's name, right? High-profile guy. This is years ago. Called up the coach, right? And said, "Hey, I'll be there tomorrow." And the coach looked around and everybody said, "We weren't even recruiting him."
It happened.
It yeah. happens. He was a one and done. He went to the NBA after that. All right. Ryan, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. And really, good luck as the day goes along. You're probably very skilled now at the babysitting part.
Things are slowing down a little bit. Town we committed to 10. It was a little hectic, but we got a nap in now, and hopefully we get some work done. Thanks, Steve.
The kids or you?
Yeah, well, I'd love to, but that's for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, thanks so much.
See you, T. Frank. See you guys.